the reason why the involvement of psychologists was seen as critical was because the government wanted to torture people, but in such a manner as to create deniability. That is to say that they would be able to sell what was de facto torture as something called enhanced air interrogations, you know, or any other euphemism that would allow for it to be called anything other than torture. So there are a number of such techniques, such as, you know, sensory deprivation and overload, sleep, serious sleep deprivation, waterboarding, all of these techniques, whatever they are, used to the degree that they have been used, create long-term, both short-term and long-term, dysfunction, psychological, psychiatric dysfunction that can be easily followed and demonstrated. So while people on a short-term basis may become psychotic, have abnormal perceptions, hallucinations, whatever the case may be, in the long term, typically what this leads to is various kinds of what we call autonomic dysregulation, meaning that people's autonomic nervous system is permanently out of whack, so that people have these reactions that are often or partly subsumed under the category of post-traumatic stress disorder. So people then are plagued by intrusive memories of what was done to them. They can't sleep. They feel profoundly depressed, hopeless. There's all these various symptoms that are, you know, classified and listed everywhere that result from this kind of treatment. And this kind of thing has been long documented, you know, over a period of many decades in terms of what, you know, profound isolation does to people, what sensory overload and long-time sleep deprivation does to people, what waterboarding does to people. All these things are really rather well documented. And so, but, you know, obviously what was done was that the torture was redefined, or at least there was an attempt at redefinition as something that require the equivalent of imminent death or organ failure, you know, that kind of redefinition of what constitutes torture, so that these torture methods could be reclassified as something other than torture.